We're joined now by Coach Gary Smith talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Red Hawks have clawed their way back to even at 8-8 on the season thanks to three wins in their last four ball games and two wins in a row since last time we spoke. Hiawatha beat Jeff West 52-24 last Friday and then beat Riverside last night 64-51. So wins, Coach, especially this time of year, has to feel pretty good. You feel like your team is playing a little more better basketball and more complete, consistent basketball here over the last week or two?
Well, we definitely have been doing some good things. We'll get a little more idea of where we're at, you know, down the stretch here, because everybody we play, you know, is going to be pretty good ball teams. So at this point, though, I like our energy, you know, and we compete hard, and we recognize that, you know, defensively and offensively, you know, we got to be good in those areas. And I think we've improved. So, you know, yes, I do feel better about what we're doing right now.
Feel like your team, you know, is maybe better at just kind of playing from ahead. I know you were up like 15-5 last night after a quarter. You led Jeff West 30-13 at halftime, really led most start to finish of that game. So has a quick early good start maybe helped out specifically in these last couple games?
Well, you know, anytime you start, you know, shooting the ball well and you're able to get some things going, you know, that puts you on the top side of it instead of on the bottom side of it, definitely is a good thing and advantage. But, you know, a little bit of that has to do with, you know, the opponent maybe. And like I said, you know, down the stretch here, you know, everybody we play is going to be, you know, solid and really can make it tough for you. So we'll get a little better idea where we're at there. But we do expect that we're going to be able to execute a little better offensively and defensively.
One thing I think you talked about last week, too, was rebounding the basketball. I know that's been a focal area here for you the last week or two. Is that something that you seem to be getting a little bit better, team rebounding, especially as you got some guys you're playing without right now, but you've gotten some other guys back, and even a freshman has started to play a little bit more. A good scoring night for Boswell last night. So feel like maybe you're getting some more contributions and the rebounding has improved?
Oh, it has, for sure. And, you know, the last couple of games, that has definitely showed. And we've definitely worked at that and trying real hard to work at it. And, you know, again, we expect to see that improvement. But, again, we'll get a little better idea, you know, in the next few games because, you know, the kids will be a little bigger, more physical. But, you know, as of lately, we have done a good job with that. And, you know, this time of year, if you're not rebounding the ball very well, you're probably not going to be as happy at the end of the game as you'd like to be. But they're definitely recognizing what we got to be better at. They're still working at it.
Coach alluded to the tough schedule here with four games remaining. At Holton on Friday, Royal Valley comes to the Roundhouse next Tuesday, and then Perry and Sabetha to wrap up the regular season, both on the road. Best of luck, Coach. We'll be broadcasting your game on KNZA this Friday night at Holton. Look forward to seeing you there.
All right. Thanks, Justin.
Coach Gary Smith and the Red Hawk Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger at State Farm in downtown Hiawatha.